Riddled with fraud and systemic corruption. Those are just some of the words that the state's highest court is using to describe the Massachusetts Probation Department. The high court based those words on the 300-plus page report on the independent investigation of the agency that was done by attorney Paul Ware, who's a partner with the law firm Goodwin Procter. The court asked Ware to review the probation department after a Boston Globe investigation in May found a patronage system throughout the 2,000-employee department. Ware's investigative report was unsealed yesterday, and we asked him to describe the probation department hiring system and how it favored politically connected job candidates.
I would really just describe it as a circumstance in which the tail began to wag the dog. You know, there's certainly nothing in the abstract wrong with a legislator or anybody else making a recommendation with respect to an individual promotion or hire. But when the system becomes so distorted and so fraught with political influence that the decisions are effectively being made for reasons other than the qualifications of candidates, then everybody suffers. And that was really the situation here. It became so pervasive that good people within the department were demoralized, sometimes didn't apply. If they did apply, they weren't appointed. And individuals far less qualified got jobs. In some cases, hopelessly unqualified people.
In some cases, a convicted felon.
Yes.
And who is the ringleader of all of these instructions to make sure that the favored candidates got the jobs?
Certainly at the center of the activity, the hub of the wheel, was Commissioner O'Brien.
And you've recommended that he actually be fired?
Yes, I have.
And also six other managers within the department?
Well, there are four deputy commissioners as to whom I've made a similar recommendation and made the recommendation that both the state attorney general and the United States attorney consider a criminal investigation.
Well, let's talk about motive here. Does it appear that the department got something in return for rigging the system? Why would they do this?
Well, certainly the department was treated generously as regards appropriations from the legislature. And that enabled legislative leaders or other individuals to control, to some extent, through line item budgets, the probation hiring. And so, in effect, the probation office got large appropriations, got generously funded during years in which the Commonwealth was obviously struggling financially. And in return, the legislature got the assurance that some reasonable percentage of positions would be designated by the legislature.
It's my understanding that you based this report on interviews with about 100 witnesses, about 500,000 documents. Did Commissioner O'Brien appear before you as you were so you could gather information about what exactly happened in the department?
Commissioner O'Brien did appear pursuant to subpoena and asserted his constitutional rights not to testify and to remain silent. So he read a brief statement, and then he refused to answer all ensuing questions from me while under oath.
What about some lawmakers that were also implicated, particularly in the Boston Globe report? Representative Petrolatti, former Speaker Finneran?
Both of those legislative leaders, or former leader in the case of former Speaker Finneran, also appeared subject to subpoena. Neither was willing to testify under oath, so both asserted their constitutional rights to remain silent and not to participate, not to cooperate.
Do you think that any of the lawmakers mentioned here broke the law?
That I'm going to leave to other more qualified individuals. There are copies of the report that have been made available or referred by the Supreme Judicial Court to the U.S. Attorney and the State Attorney General. And ultimately, they will draw those conclusions.
And why wouldn't you investigate the lawmakers as well?
As to my specific charter, it was limited to investigating the probation department. We simply didn't have resources to investigate not only the probation department, but to take a direct look at legislative leaders.
Do you make recommendations about what to do to get the department back on track?
Yes, I have made certain recommendations. I think there are a couple of key elements, one of which is certainly having a strong leader at the top, which is to say appointing a new commissioner who is unquestionably a person of integrity as well as experience in probation. That may be Ron Corbett, who's been the interim head of the agency and who certainly meets those criteria. But that'll be left to the Chief Justice for Administration Management, Justice Mulligan. I think the other key component is that the agency remain, or perhaps legislation be modified to assure that the agency remains in the hands of the judiciary, because these probation officers work hand in glove with the judges, and I would not regard it as a step forward to have the agency under the jurisdiction of the executive branch.
Which has been suggested by Governor Patrick.
Yes, it has. And while I respect in every way the governor's right to make such a suggestion and to urge that that be done, I don't think that this is the time to consider a move like that.
All right. Paul Ware is a partner with the law firm Goodwin Procter. Paul, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Glad to do it. Thank you.